was a lad, my fascination for corgi toys was absolute. I had the biggest collection anywhere in the known world, or at least in Maudsley Street, Bury. I had the lot. I had JFK's gold bulletproof Lincoln. I had the Buick Riviera and speedboats. I even had the Daktari Land Cruiser, although it was actually a Land Rover, with Clarence the Cross-Eyed Lion on the bonnet. But I know a man whose toys have taken over his life. Paul Fuchs Halbard admits that his love of cars has led to one of the biggest private collections anywhere. He lives surrounded by them in the Essex countryside in a beautiful manor house. Graham Swain has been treated to a private viewing of perhaps the ultimate toy box.
How did you come to be here and how's it grown over the years?
Basically, I'd assembled a great collection, mostly out of the scrapyards of Europe and America and places, and restored each one lovingly and raced them and driven them in rallies and films and anything else that's going.
We're standing next to what I believe is one of your all-time favourite cars, aren't we?
That's certainly the one I like to drive the most, yeah. It's Grand Prix Bugatti, 1926, Targa Flora race winner of 1926, driven by a man called Costantini, who was a well-known works driver. It was also driven at some stage by the great Nuvolari, because we've got a picture of him in it, and it's very rapid. It's quite common to see 7,000 revs on it, which for an old car is pretty quick. 7,000 in top is 124.5.
Well, it's an amazing collection just standing here, isn't it? And they all look like they are ready to drive.
Yeah, I mean, basically they are. I mean, probably the Princess, the ex-mayor's car over there might take us a few hours to get ready, but really we could have it ready this afternoon.
And you're leaning on this beautiful blue car here.
Yeah, that's a 1922 Delage from Australia. It's recently fresh in from Australia, and I've got some other cars coming over from there now.
So at any one time, how many cars are sort of resting, as I call it here?
About 100, usually. It goes up or down a few. Sometimes I've got 87, and another time I've got 130, you know, but basically it's usually about 100.
And over the back of us there is quite an interesting vehicle owned by a particular person, isn't there?
Yes, well, that is Paul McCartney's Espada Suiza, which we're giving a little facelift to, and hopefully it'll come back to the museum.
As we walk down the enclosure, Paul, just describe some of the glorious cars you've got here.
Well, there we have 1904 Mercedes racing car, which took me 3,500 hours to put together. It's about the fastest veteran in the world. I've done a flying mile at 89.7 and landed at Brighton in 1 hour, 17 minutes and 57 seconds.
Well, of course, you do that every year, don't you, with one or other of your vehicles?
Yeah, I'm on my 32nd run this year.
Not got fed up with it yet?
No, you never get fed up with the Brighton run. Everybody who's anybody's on that run.
And over the back here, I think we've got to go into this one, Paul, haven't we? There's a nice little Bedford van over here, isn't there?
Yes, well, that was the Beatles tour bus. I think it's from their very early days, of course, and was in the film Main Street. It used to be very psychedelic, because they used to empty paint over it. Any old paint would do.
That's it. That's your lot. Next